Scripture reading this morning is from Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 46. And I was afraid and went away and bid your talent in the ground. See, you have what is yours. But his master answered and said to him, You wicked, lazy slave, you knew that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I scattered no seed. Then you ought to have put my money in the bank, and on my arrival I would have received my money back with interest. Therefore, take away the talent from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more shall be given, and he who will have an abundance. But from the one who does not have, even what he does have shall be taken away. Throw out the worthless slave into the outer darkness, in that place where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. But when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them from one another, as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep on his right and the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right, Come, you who are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? And when did we see you a stranger and invite you in and naked and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? The king will answer and say to them, Truly I say to you, to the extent that you did it to one of these brothers of mine, even the least of them, you did it to me. Then he will also say to those on the left, Depart from me, accursed ones, into the eternal fire which has been prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, you did not visit me. Then they themselves also will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not care for you? Then he will answer them, Truly I say to you, to the extent that you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. These will go away into eternal punishment from the righteous, but the righteous into eternal life.
Good morning. Good morning. We got a double dose this morning. I told Brooke 25:31-46, but he gave us a double dose, so that's good. That's the word of God. But I'm going to focus my lesson on the 31-46, where Jesus returned and he divided the inhabitants of the world into sheep and goats. Yeah, so thank you, brother, for the reading. Thank you all so much. I'm happy to be in your midst this morning. And happy Father's Day to all men here. Yeah, fathers are great people. Yeah, fathers are great people. They are people who should have dominion in every respect. So thank you for being great fathers. Thank you for taking care of your home. In Matthew 7, verses 21-23, which is a parallel to what I will be speaking to you, I said, Not everyone who saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then I will profess unto them, saying, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Amen. The story is told of a certain father or a certain man. He decided to visit a church one day. And he got into this church. He said, I got one day. He said, well, let me go to church. I'm going to church on Sunday. And he went. And when he got into this church, he sat in the back pew. He was way in the back there, sat in the back pew, and everybody was at the front. And then a few minutes later, Satan decided to visit the church. So Satan said, well, I'm going to that church to visit today. So Satan went and went into the church. When Satan got into the church, opened the door, the first person he saw was that man. He said, oh, hi. The man told him, hi, okay. He said, I'm Satan. My name is Satan. So the man said, and so what? He said, but aren't you afraid? My name is Satan. I'm Satan. I'll cause all the problems in this world. He said, you're afraid of what? He said, I've been married to your sister for 40 years. Why should I be afraid? I've been with your sister for 40 long years. I know you well. So you don't need to introduce yourself. Amen. Okay, this morning, I want to speak on the theme, that day. Jesus said, in that day, many will say unto me, have we not done this for you? They will not prophesy in your name. And in Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 to 46, we are told that the Lord divided the inhabitants of the world into sheep and goats. Jesus and the word of God says in Matthew 21 to 22, especially verse 23, say, in that day many will say unto me this, X, Y, and Z. So the title for this message is that day. What would that day be like? That day when all the mothers and all the fathers are gathered, all the children from all ages are gathered on that day. What will happen on that day? Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1 tells us, to everything under the sun there is a purpose and a time for everything. Our universe, the earth, and everything around us had a beginning. They will sure have an end one day on that day. Hallelujah. On that day. That day. Many will say unto me, have we not done this and that for you? They will not prophesy in your name on that day. That day. The text gave us a vivid picture of how the end of the world would be. The righteous will be the sheep. The unrighteous will be the goats. And the God will assign them their places on earth. After assigning their places, some will go to eternal damnation and some to eternal life. But let's examine that day. What will happen on that day? There are some specific things that will happen on that day. The second coming of Jesus Christ. Is one of the greatest subjects in the entire Bible. If I were to choose a subject from the Bible, that would be my own subject. I just love the second coming of Christ. Because all that we are doing down here, all the trouble we are going through, all the problems, all the temptations, Our hope is on that day when the Lord comes. Hallelujah. So the second coming of Christ is a thing that should fill our veins, our minds, while we struggle in this life as Christians, looking forward to that day when Jesus Christ shall appear to defy the world into sheep and goats. That day will be a day of the gathering of all nations before the Lord. The text said, people were gathered before him. And they were gathered, he decided to separate them. So the inhabitants of the world's seven continents, well, I know Antarctica is not inhabited by human beings, but the six continents of the world inhabited by human beings will all be gathered on that day. The gathering of all nations. The great United States of America will be there on that day. Britain will be there. Germany will be there. Tiny Liberia will be there. All the nations of the world will be there on that day to be divided into sheep and into goats. On that day, all people from all walks of life will be there. White people, the blacks, the reds, and the yellows will all be gathered on that day to present the deeds done in this body. On that day. On that day. So it will be a day of the gathering of all nations. Powerful nations, rich nations. Amen. Whatever nation. All will be gathered on that day. That day will also be a day of the separation of families. Families will be separated on that day. That day when the Lord shall come for us to give account of what we have done in this life. Families will be separated on that day. Families will be divided into goats and into sheep. Hallelujah. Some husbands will be goats on that day. And some wives will be sheep on that day. And vice versa. Which side will you be on that day when the Lord shall come? That one and final day, that day that all Christians are hopeful for. That day that we all worship the Lord for. So on that great day when the Lord shall come. Will you be a sheep or a goat Christian? On that day, many will say unto me, have we not prophesied in your name, and in that name drive us devils? On that day, that one and final day will be a terrible day for the unrighteous, but will be a joyous and happy day for the sheep, true Christians. On that day, some children will be sheep on that day. And some others of our children will also be goats on that day. Some grandparents will be goats on that day. And others will be sheep on that great and final day. On the final day of Earth's history, the final minute when history will have closed forever. When all the regrets will say, oh, if I had known, I would have served the Lord. Oh, if I had known, I would have been baptized on that day. When Alfonso preached, or when Ron preached, or when we had a visiting preacher, I was there that day when they preached that message. I should have given myself to the water, grave of baptism, and accepted the Lord as my Savior on that day. So that would be the last minute of our history. When the Lord Jesus Christ shall separate the world into sheep and goats. Where will we be on that day? On that day. Back in Africa, people strive to come to America. If you go to Africa and say, oh, I want to go to America, you will see a lot of hands up. Everybody wants to come to America. Oh, no, the people feel that the money is on the street. You just go and pick up money from America. That's a notion back then in Africa. You see? The worst day in life, the worst time in life, is that failure to come to America. There are people who go for visas and they fail. And some people cry to the point of even killing themselves because they were not qualified to come to America. But that is not the worst day in life. The worst day in life is, you know, when the Lord shall say, well, I never knew you, depart from me. Amen. That is the worst day, on that day. Separation of families. Nephews and nieces will be divided. Husband and wife divided. It will be a terrible day. If we don't have the Lord of our Master, our King of Kings. But it will be a great day for the child of God. Let's look at some characteristics of a sheep Christian. What does a sheep Christian do? It said that in the text that our brother beautifully read, they feed the hungry. They feed the hungry. It did not say they feel hungry who are Christians. They feed the hungry. So, I mean, you got the hungry could be a Christian, non-Christian, could be a Muslim, could be a Buddhist, but feed. Sheep Christian feed those who are hungry. Praise the Lord. You don't want to talk? Praise the Lord. That's how we'll say amen in heaven when we get to heaven. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. The Lord will praise you all the time. Right? There will be one eternal day. There's no night in heaven. We'll have one eternal day. Praising the Lord all the time. So when the Lord, when the Lord says, we come and praise, and then you praise the Lord in your throat, the Lord cannot even hear the praise. Church of Christ, let us try to be accepted on that day. Give water to the poor. Those who are thirsty, they are giving water. Feed the hungry. Giving lodging places to strangers. These are some characteristics of a sheep Christian. Yes. Visiting people in prison. Even praying for those who are downhearted. Those are good characteristics. And then, we look at some characteristics of a good Christian. A good Christian is one who I refer to as a goalkeeper Christian. In soccer, if you play soccer, we got 11 players in the soccer field. And there's a guy who stands in the goalpost. And he blocks every shot. His work is to block every shot from the opposing team from entering that net. He does not share the ball with the opposing team. That's what a good Christian does. He doesn't share. He only cares for that which belongs to him. So as Christians, sheep Christian, by the way, we are to share by visiting, the sick, praying for the needed, giving food to the hungry, giving water to the thirsty, and on and on and on. Those are things Jesus said. A good Christian is a self-centered Christian. You cannot be a Christian and be self-centered. If you are a Christian and you are self-centered, then there is something wrong somewhere. Christians are people who open their hearts up. And so that the love of God will just flow through. So that day will be a day of the separation of families and the sheep and goats. That day will also be a day of reckoning. A day of reckoning, a day of giving accounts of our lives. God will say on that day, Alfonso, what did you do with the 50 years that I gave you while you were living on the earth? He said, God, I used 10 years for gossiping, Father. I was a gossiper all the time for 10 years. Say, wow. So, you used 10 years for gossiping. And you say, Lord, I used another 10 years for stealing and cheating. Then I used another 10 for adultery and fornication, looking for a woman here, there, yonder. And then I used another 10. You know, I used another 10 for, just spreading lies. And on and on and on. Then God will ask, how many of those years did you give me? He said, Lord, well, I was too busy. I could not come to church on Sunday. I could not even share the gospel with somebody that I knew because I was too busy. My wife had me busy. I was busy with this, that, and the other. My children had me busy. My husband had me busy. My wife had me busy, so I didn't have time to devote to your work. Those are petty excuses. 50 years. What did you do with the 50 years I gave you? How many of those years was devoted to personal Bible study? How many of those years, we open our Bible and decide to study on our own and say, well, this is what the Word of God says. There are some people, the only Bible study they can have in the church is coming to church on Sunday. Once the Bible is read on Sunday, that is some Christian's Bible study. For the rest of the week, the Bible is never opened. And then it's gathered dust to the following Sunday. On that day, when the good Lord should have asked us, what would be our answer? That day of the gathering of all nations, separation of families, when the Lord should divide us into sheep and goats, on that day, what would be our account before the Lord? On that day of reckoning, it would be impossible to give God false account. Because God knows all things. You won't change. If you want to give false account, God knows right away that we are lying. So it would be impossible to lie on that day, on the day of reckoning. That day would be a day of reckoning when the Lord will have to give account to the Lord for our deeds. On that great day when the Lord shall gather all of us, that day too will be a day of retribution, a day of payback, a day that God will pay back those who have mocked us as Christians, those who have laughed at us because we became Christians, because we want to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. They call us Holy Marys and Holy Josephs and make fun of us. God will punish them on that day. There is a day coming. The great day of retribution. On that day, he said, vengeance is mine, and I will repay. Romans 12:19. With all the problems that Christians are undergoing in this life, struggles, persecutions, name calling, and well a few. Those who do that will get their pay on that day of the great retribution. Those who have cheated and ill-treated other people will be rewarded on that day. Everybody will get his or her reward. What are we doing as Christians? As church? As individual members of the church, to prepare ourselves for that great day, that great and terrible day. It will be a day of retribution. That day will also be a day of reward for those who have served the Lord tirelessly, those who have devoted their time, their money, their health to the service of the Lord on that day. On that day. there is great reward for a student who studies his or her lesson. A student that studies well will make good grades. The opposite, he or she will make bad grades. On that day will be a day of reward. What reward will we have on that day? In Revelation 21 verse 4, the Bible says, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. On that day there will be no more crying, no more weeping, because the Lord will have wiped all tears away from the Christian's eyes. And then a non-Christian on the other side calling for the mountains to fall on them, to kill them, but there will be no death. Death will have disappeared. You may want to kill yourself, but death will not take you. Because that would have been the final day of Earth's history. The righteous, we are told, will go to heaven on that day. What a day that will be on that day. One of the greatest of these. We are told in Revelation that that reward of heaven, the street is paved for pure gold. I've been in America for 10 years. Is there a golden street in America? I don't know much about America, but is there a golden street in America? I don't think so. I'm glad that Paris is the finest city in the whole world. Paris. There's not even a bronze street in Paris. But the Bible tells us the street of the city is pure gold. Isn't that comforting? Gold that is set on a high esteem. That thing will just be under our feet to web our feet on. It will be our carpet, our rug in heaven. Praise the Lord. It will be a great day. The worst loss that one can have in this life, as I said, it's not denial of visa to come to America or going to Europe. Denial of visa, no, that's not the worst loss. The worst loss is to lose going to heaven, walking the shoot of gold. That day will be a day. That day when the Lord shall gather the sheep and the goats and separate them, that day will be a day of no appeal. It will be a day of no appeal. I'm in the court of law. You are free to get your lawyer to come and plead your case. Sometimes somebody will commit murder. Go get a lawyer, and the lawyer will plead the case. And sometimes the guilty go free and the guiltless suffer. Because somebody's there to plead your case. But on that day, there will be no appeal. There will be no one to plead your case. In fact, the lawyers and all the judges of the earth will be looking for somebody to plead their case on that day. Oh, Judge Matters, I beg you, come and plead my case before God. Oh, judges, come and plead my case before God. I said, no. I'm looking for somebody who plead my case before the Lord God, because I knew that I had committed some terrible sins. Nobody will be there to plead a case for somebody. God's judgment, there will be no appeal. No appeal. What are we doing as individual Christians, as a church, to prepare ourselves fully for that day? That day when the trumpet shall sound and time shall be no more. No appeal on that day. It will be a tough and a terrible day. No appeal. Jehovah God doesn't care whether you are the president of the United States. God doesn't care for that. God doesn't care whether you are the Queen of England. He doesn't care. He said, oh, well, I'm the president of the United States at the time, Lord. Can't you have mercy on me? Nope. There will be no appeal on that day. When Queen Elizabeth, Queen Victoria, from England, I held a monarchy for half a century. So what? I'm appealing, Lord, please have mercy on me, no. There is no partiality of God. All of us will be judged before God with the same yardstick. Whether you are blue or red or white or green or whatever color we are, the same yardstick will be used to judge us. Hallelujah. There is coming on that day. How prepared are we as a church, as a congregation, as individual Christians on that day? Many will say a lot of things. Have we not done X, Y, and Z in your name, Lord? The Lord will say, well, depart from me. I never knew you. You cursed. Depart from me into the lake of fire, prepared for you from the foundation of the world. That day, there will be no hiring of lawyer. I cannot hire the best lawyer in the whole world to even plead my case. That should frighten me. That should frighten you. That day will be a tough day. But for the Christians, it will be a joyous and beautiful day for us. That day. That day when a mother will not speak. For a 16-year-old daughter, say, oh Lord, this is my daughter. I used to take her to church. I beg you, Father, please save this child of mine. No, that daughter had to speak for herself. That day, a father will not plead for a 10-year-old son. He said, Lord, I beg you, this is my only son. Don't send him to hell. That child will have to send her for himself. Let us do the work of the Lord while there is still time. Because there may come a time when we'll have no more time. When the last second of earth will have clicked, and the time is gone. You say, oh, if I had known. That's the worst thing that can even be, somebody can think. Oh, Lord, if I had known. But the Lord gave you 24 hours a day, maybe 70 years in the world. And you have 24 hours a day, man. Taking breath every second. And you say, Lord, if I had known. Well, it's late. That day also will be a day of weeping and joy. It will be a day of weeping and joy. Some wives will cry for their husbands on that day. And some husbands will cry for their wives on that day. Some parents will cry for their children on that day. And some children will likewise cry for their parents on that day. How will we feel? The husband is going to heaven and the wife is going to hell. There's no second chance. Or the parents going to heaven and the children going to hell on that day. That will be sorrowful. So it's better to, while we still have time and listening to this message, you are not giving your life to Jesus Christ. If you're not surrendering your life to the Lord and you are here, you are visiting or you are not being baptized in the water grade of baptism to accept the Lord as your Savior in your life, to prepare for that great and terrible day. The time is now. We don't know when God will turn off the life switch. Our sister Dana Monroe is gone. She was a gifted singer. Oh, yes. The lady knew how to sing. But her journey is over. She lived her life for the Lord is over. And we all believe she's in a better place. But while we still have these seconds, these minutes are clicking, these hours are going, these weeks are going, these days are going, these months are going, these years are going. It's about time. If we are not being in the service of the Lord, It's about time for us to surrender our lives to the service of Christ. Because time may be no more. I can't tell you when the final hour will be. I don't know. I don't know when it will be 11:59 on God's clock. I don't know. I don't know when it will be a minute to 12 on the clock of the Lord. I don't know. The only time that we have available to us is the time now. Prepare yourselves. Let's prepare ourselves for that day. For that day. Because that day, the second coming of Jesus Christ, on that day, it will be the most beautiful thing we have ever witnessed for the Christian. And the worst thing that the unbeliever has ever seen in their lifetime. As we stand to sing our song of invitation, I want to leave you with 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 11. It tells us, say, having seen that all these things will be destroyed, what things? The diamond, the silver, the gold, and what have you, all the beautiful houses, beautiful America, beautiful Europe, beautiful Paris, beautiful Brussels, I mean, all the beautiful places you can think about in the world, beautiful China. Have you seen that all this is to be destroyed? 1 Peter 3:11. What manner of man ought ye to be? He said, having known that this is to be destroyed, we need to make the most effort to prepare ourselves. Because there will come a time that the whole world will be set on fire and everything destroyed. Christians taking home to eternity, and the evildoers and sinners going to hell. I won't feel happy when I see my wife in hell, and neither will you. My wife will not feel happy when she see me in hell, and she going to heaven. No, it will be a sad day. I won't feel happy when I see my daughter going to heaven, not going to hell, or vice versa. So let us prepare ourselves as Christians and strive to be ready on that day when the Lord Jesus Christ will divide the sheep, will divide the world into sheep and goats and appoint us our place. May the Lord bless us and keep us. May this message, His word, prick our hearts, our soul, our minds, our conscience, to be about the Lord's business, always and at all times, because we don't know when that day will come. God bless you. I will sing our song of encouragement. You can please stand. And if you have a need for the church to pray for you, if you need prayer from the Lord, prayer from the church for blessings from the Lord, if you need to give your life to Jesus Christ, if you haven't done so, the time is now. Again, today could be your final hour. This second could be your final second. This minute could be your final minute. This last breath could be your last breath. Please make a request known to the Lord and give your life to the Lord, if need be. May the Lord bless us all. Amen.